the heartbeat of Ballito 88.0.
You're tuned into Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Ballito, and time for us to look sharp right now and get into another cool conversation with your local optometrist, Sarisha Hariprasad from Torga Optical Ballito Junction. And Sarisha, welcome back to the microphone. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Very well, and you?
I'm excited. And today we are kicking off because we've just had the month of June, and June is Cataract Awareness Month. I didn't know this, but you told me.
Yes.
So we're diving naturally into the subject of cataracts. You might have heard of this word. You might think you know something about it. But right now, I'm clueless, and I want to ask the experts. Sarisha, what is a cataract?
So, yeah, shedding light on cataracts, June being Cataract Awareness Month. I have a lot of patients that walk in and say, I want to have an eye test done. And then they have an eye test done, and then we find out that there's very early signs of cataracts. And they're quite alarmed, and they're like, what should we do? And then we go through the process of, is nothing, early cataracts are really nothing we can do about it. So going back to what is a cataract? A cataract is a common sign of aging in the eye. Most people start to notice changes in their vision from about the age 55 years and up. A cataract is a clump or collection of protein in your eye's lens. Usually the protein in your eye exists to focus light to pass through the lens, but over time the protein can collect little cloudy clumps called cataracts.
Okay.
It starts small and probably wouldn't affect your vision too much, but as it grows and gets harder, you'll notice signs and more of the cataract coming through.
And what are the causes of cataracts? Where do they come from?
So cataracts are an eye condition caused when the lens of the eye develop cloudy patches. Over time, these patches usually grow bigger, causing blurry and misty vision. Cataracts are caused, like I said, by a buildup of protein in the eye and usually develop because of old age. They can also appear because of eye injuries, following eye surgery, and for other causes that we don't even know, idiopathic. They can also present from birth in many poorer countries where healthcare and treatment may be less readily available. So we call that congenital cataracts, found in kids.
So there's quite a range, actually, of potential causes and different types of cataracts. And looking at the symptoms of cataracts, how would you know if you potentially have a cataract, either in an early or maybe even an advanced stage?
Yes, a lot of patients during an eye test, before I even get to a health check, say, do I have cataracts? So it's such a common term, you know, that people are so aware of. And what better month to bring it to Life and Style, Radio Life and Style, in the awareness month of cataracts.
There you go.
So symptoms of cataracts and how do you know if you have them? Basically, blurred, dim, or misty vision is one of it. Difficulty seeing in low light or at night. Sensitivity to light. Lights look too bright, or sensitivity to glare. That's your oncoming car headlights.
Mm-hmm.
Colors look faded or muted. Seeing a halo around a bright light. Everything looks more washed out. I always describe it to my patients almost like you're looking through a shower window.
Okay.
So if you have cataracts, things can start to look dim, blurred, or distorted, as if you're looking through a dirty glass. Your vision may seem cloudy, and it may also be hard to make out detail or colors.
So there are a couple of notable telltale signs there, and if you're listening to this and you're nodding, you're thinking, actually, this sounds like me. Well, how are cataracts treated?
So we're talking about the different types of cataracts, right? Like we mentioned, the congenital cataract.
Mm.
There's different types of cataracts. They're classified based on how, based on where and how they develop in your eye.
Okay.
So I'm going to just list a few very briefly. You get nuclear cataracts, which are formed in the middle of the lens.
Mm-hmm.
You get cortical cataracts, which are wedge-shaped and form around the lens.
Okay.
You get a posterior subcapsular cataract, which form on the back of the lens. Wow. So these three different types of cataracts actually cause different vision problems in your eye. So sometimes you may find, you know what, I'm a little bit more short-sighted. My distance vision seems to be going a lot more in my older age. Why is this so? The possibility of you actually having a nuclear cataract. So each cataract is associated with a different refractive error that it poses as it grows. Whoa. As well. In addition, we spoke about congenital cataracts, which are present at birth or form during a baby's first year. We get secondary cataracts, which are caused by diseases or medications. One such is your diabetes. Diabetes is actually, it does accelerate the growth of cataracts. It's one of the diseases that form, you know, as a byproduct of diabetes.
I did not know that.
Traumatic cataracts, that develops after eye injury. So you're involved in an accident, hurt your eye, and then develop a cataract. And then you get radiation cataracts, which can form after a person undergoes radiation treatment. Example, cancer.
Wow. So there's a huge...
There's a whole range. It's just not cataracts.
It's super involved as well in understanding... understanding each type and how it could be affecting and presenting different problems. How are cataracts treated at the end of the day?
Okay, so cataracts are treated by a cataract operation, which is done by an ophthalmologist. Cataract surgery for adults is carried out under local anesthetic. The procedure usually takes as little as 20 minutes to complete. It includes a replacement lens. So during the operation, the clouded lens is removed and replaced with an artificial lens.
Whoa! So it's like a bionic lens, yes, replacement situation here.
If a patient has cataracts in both eyes, they will separate operations for each eye, so a few days apart, and they'll have the cataracts implants put in.
Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah. When should you be looking at getting cataract surgery?
So if you've got cataracts, you may be asking yourself, when's the best time to get them surgically removed? And it really depends on how much of an effect they have on your vision and quality of life. If you find your vision impaired and you're struggling to see properly at night, it might be a good idea to think about. Also, when your glasses no longer work as well as they should for you, then that would be a good idea for me to refer you to an ophthalmologist to have it removed.
And you know, they say that prevention is better than cure. How can you prevent the development of cataracts?
So to reduce your risk of developing cataracts, you protect your eyes from UV rays by wearing sunglasses outside, have regular eye examinations, stop smoking, eat fruits and vegetables that contain antioxidants, maintain a healthy weight, keep diabetes and other conditions in check. That's important. Risk factors associated with cataracts include older age, heavy alcohol use, smoking, obesity, high blood pressure, previous eye injuries, family history of cataracts, too much sun exposure, diabetes, and exposure to radiation from x-rays and cancer treatments.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so if you are in doubt as to what the state of your eyes is looking like and what you should be potentially doing to improve your chances at seeing crystal clearly, well, I would just recommend you pop on through to Torga Optical Bolito Junction and book a comprehensive eye exam. Sarisha, what's the smartest way for folks to get in touch with you and the team?
Okay, so the first thing is obviously to call us for your full comprehensive eye examination appointment. That is Torga Optical Bolito Junction, 031-946-1416 or 7. You can get in touch with us on Facebook, Torga Optical Bolito Junction. You can get me on Instagram, that's Sarisha Hariprasad Optom, and email bolito@torgaoptical.co.za. And taking you into our winter promo, it is a buy one, get one free. So this applies to all single vision, bifocal, and multifocal wearers. When you buy a single vision set of glasses, you get a second single vision free, and applies to multifocal and bifocal wearers as well. So this promo has been quite a hit at Torga Optical. So we welcome you to come in and take advantage.
Yay, and you're hearing it fresh from your optometrist, Sarisha Hariprasad, franchisee and optometrist at Torga Optical Bolito Junction, and giving you another free dose of optical information. And I can't wait for our next chat very soon, Sarisha.
Absolutely.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.